Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than an expose on Big Black Cock. You could join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking Listen and Chat Live. Or if you're listening in one of our affiliates, simply open up a new window in your browser, type in davincomedy.com. Go to the Davin's Den page on the bottom, click on that, and then click chat, and go. I'm your ever-loving and loyal and lost and last host, Davin Rosenblatt. I'm all those things. And Pip Helix is here by phone. Hi, Pip.
Hi, everybody.
And Joe will be here soon. So the whole gang will be here. Pip's not here, though, but we'll explain why in a second. On the show tonight, a brand new hotel horror that I have. Somebody wants to have Satanism in an after-school program. We'll play God or Lover. A scammer ring gets broken up in the USA. Body shaming somebody could spell jail time for a former Playmate of the Year. And last week, Ann Jackson wrote to the President of the United States. We'll see what she's got in store for us next week. In show news, after being away for a few months, we are back on our internet radio station affiliate, The Indie Authority, for the duration of the Ho Show.
Yay!
6:30 to whenever the hell we're done. Which is, you know, usually around 9:30 or a few minutes after. Always before 10. But we're here. We're back where we should be. Right, Pip?
Right.
It's always good to be back.
I'm sorry we were ever gone.
Well, you know, sometimes hard decisions are made, my dear.
Yes.
Sometimes... Yeah, you have to, if you love something, you have to let it go.
Or you have to draw your line in the sand. Right here,
no further. Yes, and that is what happened. But we've always maintained a good relationship with the Indie Authority, so we're happy to be back in their warm, independent embrace.
Yes.
Yes. So
they're snuggly.
They are snuggly, and they're independent, so I never know where the hugs are coming from.
You're right.
Yes.
That makes it exciting.
It most certainly does. I never know what I'm going to get. So you're not here. Why the fuck not?
No, I'm not.
Why the fuck not?
yes, sir. I have about, sometime in July, I got this wicked earache. And it turned out I had an ear infection. And I started getting the same symptoms again. Like, I felt a little bit of it yesterday, but I woke up this morning with another earache, and so it was time to go see the doctor again and double down on the antibiotics.
I think you may have some of that Hillary Clinton-style pneumonia.
You know what? I'm thinking so, and I am not wearing a bulletproof vest, but I was feeling wobbly.
You are always feeling wobbly. Even when you're at your best, you're a little wobbly.
But I usually mean mentally. This time I said physically.
Yes, well, you are a sickly helix, as I have long proclaimed.
I know, but this time it's my ear.
Yeah, well, it's moving around your body, that infection. It's a rascal.
Well, it just sort of makes the rounds.
I will tell you this. I do not think you are fit to be president.
And thank God or whatever's up there for that.
Yeah, you will not be getting my vote.
I wasn't going to be getting your vote even if I was the most healthy human on the planet.
I might have written in Pip Helix. I'm not in love with either of the other two major candidates. I might have put in the old Pip Helix.
Yeah, no. Don't put me on the FBI's radar. I'd rather fly under that, thank you.
Yeah, well, maybe you need to be on their radar.
I'm sure that there's a dossier. I say enough foul things.
I think if Pip Helix was president, it would be good for the show, as we would be the home of the weekly presidential address.
Yeah, you know what? Having the Davin's Den be held in the Oval Office might be interesting.
It would, but we would still need a litter box.
Of course we would, because there would be so many cats overrunning the White House.
You know what? You'd be president, we'd still be doing a show, we'd be doing it from the White House, and Joe would still be late.
That Beltway traffic is awful.
It'll be Beltway traffic. It'll be him getting past security. They've seen the things he's written and said.
Oh, him getting past security. I hadn't even thought about that. Yeah, that might be a trouble.
Yeah, so it might not be good for Joe. Joe might, if we kept the same time, Joe might get here at 9:05 with all that security.
That would be bad.
Yeah, so maybe it's good that you're not going to be president.
Yeah, no, I think that it's good for the entire country that I'm never going to be president.
Well, I don't know about that. I might make a fine president. No, huh?
Actually, I agree with you and the things you say most of the time, so I wouldn't have a problem, but I think that Joe might actually burst something.
Actually, compared to, you know what, really, if Joe bursts something, it means I'm doing a good job. You know, and all I got to do is I got to give Joe the position of a meme creator in chief, and he'll be very happy.
Oh, yes. Oh, he'd be very happy.
Yeah, so Joe will have a position in the cabinet, the meme creator in chief, and he will go along nicely. And I could say I'm reaching across party lines.
I would like to be chief presidential cat wrangler.
Cat wrangler?
Yes.
Well, I think
I know I have Maui under control, but Flea might be a trouble.
Yeah, well, she hissed at me today, so she's in trouble.
Why'd she hiss at you?
I don't know. She was just like, I was walking towards her and she hissed. I was like, what? Like, who do you
think?
Well,
I do that too, but you don't usually get upset.
No, I don't. I like her. I did.
So that's why you're upset.
I did like her. I don't anymore.
Oh, yeah, sure you did.
And of course, the wife is like, well, what'd you do to her? I'm like, I didn't do anything. That's not like her. She might not be feeling well. Well, she hissed at me. And then she hissed at me again, and then she hissed at me a third time.
Well, you know, because it needed emphasis.
No, I don't know. I don't tolerate such disobedience from my feline members of the family.
Oh, but the rest of the members of the family, you definitely do.
Yes, I do. But
I don't think that you have a choice.
I gave the cat a stern talking to. I yelled at her, and then I swatted her with one of my daughter's T-shirts.
So I'm sure that she appreciated that. And that would really bring her back around to the non-hissing side of the fence.
I'm not trying to woo this cat.
Why not?
Because I run shit here. This is my pride.
You think so?
What?
You think so?
More than the cat. I know more than the cat.
I think the cat thinks that's up for debate.
You're wrong. you are wrong.
So what platforms would you run on, President Platt?
What platforms? I don't know. Maybe a 3-inch.
What?
Platforms that I could run on for a little bit more height.
Oh.
Not what you meant?
How many inches is that platform?
3 inches.
Are we still talking about the platform?
Yes, we're still talking about the platform, you pig.
Okay, because I thought I heard 3 inches, like I'm very disturbed.
No. Oh, no, that's mean. You don't know what I'm packing. Don't be cruel.
I don't.
That might
that's
be
why I got disturbed.
3 inches could be wishful thinking for me. You have no idea.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yes.
Sorry. I'm very, very, very sorry.
Size does not matter, but it's like 3 inches, 3 inches long and a mile wide, so I will break some shit. I will.
I knew somebody at work that used to say, I can't hit the bottom, but I scrape the hell out of the side.
Absolutely. And it's curved. So actually, my dick is a boomerang. That's really what it is.
It comes back?
Yes. First it comes, and then it comes back. That's exactly right. It's a
but at least it doesn't come backwards, because that sounds like a shot in the eye.
I think that's a disease, where you're like you come inside yourself.
Is that possible?
Yeah, I think it is.
Oh boy.
But my platform would be, on day one, there would be a cat in every pot. That would be my platform.
Oh, no.
Yep.
No.
No?
Boiled kitty?
I didn't know. Who am I to tell you how to prepare your cat in your pot? You might let the cat out. You might cook the cat. You might saute the cat. I don't know.
I don't want fricassee cat as your platform.
Well, that's why you're not a vice president.
Good thing.
All right.
What's your other platform? I hope it's better than that one.
What's my other platform? The Leave Me the Fuck Alone platform.
I'm down with that.
Yes. And that would
actually, that should be a bumper sticker.
Yes, it should be. And what it is
leave me the fuck alone.
Everybody minds their own damn business.
Yes.
Yes.
I like that. Okay.
Yep. Yep. These are my This is my platform. And what? You want one more?
Yeah. One more.
One more. Let's see. So, educate yourself, you morons.
Love it.
Yeah.
Okay, 2 out of 3. I'm down with 2 out of 3.
There you go. So I get your vote. That's more than for Hillary and Trumpster.
That's a lot more convinced than I am about either of those.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. I know how to enact all this stuff. I know how to enact it all. So it'll be good.
What's that?
I said I know how to enact all of these platforms.
You do?
I do.
I thought you were just going to find the best people to enact them for you.
No, I'm not going to have a czar of inaction. If I want inaction, I know exactly where to go.
Okay.
I know exactly where to go.
Oh, who?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know.
No, I'm not really sure.
I just assemble my team.
Oh, okay. Well, oh, no.
Although I must say Joe really impressed me. The other day, I must say.
Which one thing?
I said, Joe, it seems to be these horrible hotels are a recurring theme. Why don't we have a bumper for hotel horrors? And within a few minutes, he had one, and it's pretty damn good. So,
wow.
Yeah, I was very impressed with the joke, Gary. So I'm excited to unveil that later on.
Oh, I'm impressed, too. That's great.
Yes, yes. As for my website, not the show website, the other one, that is an action in action. And that I am not pleased about.
Oh, inaction, inaction.
Yes, yes. But I digress.
Very nice. What's not happening with that?
Plenty of shit except excuses.
Yeah.
that's what's happening with that.
I know. I am sorry to hear that.
Yes, as am I. Because nothing makes me happier than waiting on other people to do shit I can't do.
Oh, Jesus Christ, I know that.
Yeah. But, but you know what, hey, it gives it...
I hear that. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Devin, sir.
It gives me things...
That's what you like to hear.
No, I just like shit done. I don't need the yes, sir. I just like shit done, but whatever.
No, I know.
And,
you know, this has been quite a while, it seems.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Yeah, that's not good.
When it's done, it'll be very good, but...
Right.
I know that.
But the waiting is the hardest part.
It is. Somebody should write a song about that.
I happen to be wearing a Tom Petty t-shirt at this moment.
That's good. I'm glad you're comfy at home on your royal couch.
I'm not. I'm at the desk. Actually, I feel kind of at home. I'm in Davin's Den South, which... is complete with not one, but 5 cat boxes.
Ew.
It is.
First of all, it's not Davin's Den South, because the show's never been done from your house.
No, and it never shall.
You guys are selfish. Oh, you know who wants to do a show with you and Joe? And then we'll start the show and stop this dicking around. Remember Cassie from MasterChef?
Oh, yes.
She wants to do a show with you and Joe. I said, by all means, be my guest.
And why without you?
I don't know. I think I said, I must have said that she can have you guys.
Oh, so she said, okay, I'll take them.
She was very excited about that prospect.
I didn't realize we were up on the auction block.
It wasn't an auction. I was just feeling generous. Or
I don't remember anybody checking my teeth.
I was thinking, well, that could be good. I just wonder who would put the show together. I'm sure it would be entertaining, but I just don't know who would put the show together. But
I don't know anybody who would want to do that, but I mean, all right, so we're up for it.
Yeah, maybe we'll do that. So when I take my 3-month hiatus, maybe she'll be my fill-in.
When is your 3-month hiatus?
Exactly? Oh, any fucking day now.
I feel that rumbling every Monday.
Do you? That rumble? The tectonic plate? I don't know. Plates are moving. Anyway. All right. So we've waited long enough for Joe. We've tried to do this small talk on the radio. But we must go.
I just got in from the chat room. Joe will be here in 5 minutes.
I like how they fucking know better than we do. That's just great.
I know. It's like, tell us about our show.
You know, if Joe would spend less time texting while he's driving and actually driving while he's driving, maybe he would have been here 5 minutes ago.
No, I don't think that that's true. I think that he, like, maybe, like, gets on the phone and, like, says something or, like, does a quick text when he's at a light or something.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure he's taking all the precautions.
Well, I know that he's not one to pick up the phone while he's driving.
Because
I've
he sees you.
Call
because he sees it's you. He does the same thing with me.
You won't pick up my call.
Yes. He doesn't take mine half the time either. You don't respond a lot of the time.
I know, but it's like, I don't respond because I don't have my phone on me all the time.
You don't respond. You don't have your phone on you for 24, 48 hours at a time, it would seem.
Yeah, on the weekend, I kind of ignore it.
Yeah, that's convenience.
I know, I tend to do that. And I don't think that having a smartphone is going to make that any better. As a matter of fact, I'll probably be more prone to ignore it because they seem to want attention that I don't always feel like giving.
Yeah, you don't pick up the home phone either. But anyway.
Yeah, no, we never pick up the home phone.
Yeah, so why have it?
Sorry, honey.
Fucking pain in my ass. Oh, Joe, Joe, you can't get here soon enough.
Sorry?
I said, Joe, you can't get here soon enough.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
I know you're feeling the pain.
I miss my Joe Curry.
I'm feeling the pain, too.
I miss my Joe Curry.
I know.
Yeah.
And maybe because you're feeling the warm fuzzy of being back on Indie Authority, you guys could cuddle.
That would be nice.
It would be. I'd prefer it on a day that I'm there to see it.
Well, we'll take pictures and we'll send them to you, but you won't look at them for a few days.
I won't be able to see them on my crappy flip phone.
No, your phone that must be buried at sea.
You know what's really sad is that I finally decided that I wanted to get a smartphone, and I decided on a Samsung S7.
Oh.
And they started exploding on people.
Well, that's why they do it. They don't want you to own them.
I know. They don't want me to be part of their brand. So I'm like, back to the drawing board?
So
waiting for them to get the bugs out at least.
Get an older smartphone. You don't need a new one.
Sorry?
You don't need the latest one. Get an older one.
Yeah, I know. I might just do that.
Yeah, I mean, don't rush it. Listen, you don't go from a Ford Escort to a Lamborghini. Slow down.
No, I want to get if I'm going to get a phone, I want to get a decent phone.
Yeah, but all right, I'm not doing fucking phone talk with you.
You sound very faint. Are you further away from the phone?
No, this phone is where it always is.
Oh.
Can you hear it?
So weird.
I don't know. Can you hear me?
Yeah, very faintly, though.
Then turn
up
the
volume. All of a sudden, it dropped out.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe I moved away for a second. I don't know. All right. I'm going to start this show. I've had enough of talking to you about this.
I'm sure you have.
Joe once again lied and did not get here at the time he said, so he's a liar. But we must move on.
Yes, we do.
Okay. So I just finished a small trip, Friday, Saturday, Sunday trip back to Michigan.
Michigan, where a certain fan of ours lives.
Yes, that was one of the reasons why I was looking forward to. This trip was, I was going to see a lot of people I hadn't seen in a while, including super fan Trucker Tom. It's been a few years since
awesome.
I was looking forward to seeing Tom.
Yes.
Rusty Thomas, who ran the Sunday shows that Joe and I used to do after we did the Holly Hotel. That was the Clankety Clank band place.
I don't remember. Oh, yeah. I know the Clankety Clank place.
Yes. But there was various Sunday shows attached to it, and Rusty ran those. So I was going to see him. I was going to see Brian McCree, who's a comic I haven't seen in a few years. I was going to see the Disgruntled Clown, who I had not seen in several years. Do you know the clown?
No, but I love the name.
Yeah. And the clown and I have been friends for a long time. He has stayed at my place. I have stayed at his place. We've had a lot of good times together, the clown and I. So I was looking forward to seeing the Disgruntled Clown again. And I was also looking forward to seeing Jason Hagel, who is a comedian I worked with several years ago, and he was a comedian that when I was traveling in Michigan, I got in a car accident. Actually, I was on the phone with Joe. Joe got to hear the whole thing. And
oh my
Jason
God.
Jason was very helpful with me that week and making sure I could get my car to a place where it could get fixed and get home. So I was very excited to be seeing all these people again. It was a reunion show. Speaking of reunions,
yeah.
Joe's reuniting with the Den. Joe's settling in. We missed you. You're late. Later than you posted. I heard you pee. We don't have time for that type of nonsense. Hello, Joe.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, Joe.
Good. Hey, Pip. What's the matter with you?
We discussed this.
My earache.
She's got an earache. It's not an ass ache. Other pole.
Right. Funny.
Her ailments have moved to the North Pole this week. Her belly button's the equator, and either way, if you're not on the equator, shit goes south, even when it goes north.
Picture these gremlins with a lantern inside your veins. We'll go this way now.
I don't know. I like I said, she's like the fucking Hillary. She's got the pneumonia.
Yeah.
people are just carrying her around, so it looks like Pip is functional. That's where we are at this point.
Pip comes out of the Pip mobile. She falls. They think it's sick. No, it's just shit in a car she tripped over.
funny. Instead of Secret Service, it's cats gathered around her. Worry if mommy's okay.
Yeah. She looks like a bowl of Friskies. This summer's cats.
She's down for more than 2 minutes, so they start eating her because they think she's dead,
yeah,
and they
well.
Might not get fed again.
You guys, what you gotta do?
AIDS cat wants to spread his stupid feline disease to her. That's why she's always
my
sick.
Cat's stepping on my eye.
Funny.
So yeah, that's Pip. Anyway. Yeah, so I had this whole, you heard, I was going to see the clown, and Jason, you remember the car accident.
Yes, yeah.
You're
oh,
on
yeah.
the phone, you're crunching, yeah. Like, what was that? I just got hit by a truck.
Then I go, you don't sound hurt.
Did you?
Well, it didn't hit me that hard, you asshole. You
know? Ruined the car. You yeah. are a prick. We talked about that on
yes,
the show.
Yes.
All right. So, oh, wait, hold on. Let me, I have to get my my Joe Curry created music here. Oop, that wasn't it. What the hell was that? That's not what I wanted. The Hellgigs isn't playing properly anymore. What happened to Hellgigs? Even Hellgigs has had enough of this shit. What the hell is that? What the hell is
I
that?
I can't be blamed for this.
No, but you got to make me a new one.
Okay.
I don't understand. I'm going to try this one more time on the other
my
one.
My phone's...
It sounds,
welcome to Moo Gigs.
Try this again. No, it's not. You're not going to hear it on the phone.
All right, it's fun to pretend.
I don't even know what the hell that is. Oh wait, I don't know. I'm
intrigued.
I hope it's just the one track.
I hope so.
I'm going to try something else now. Let's try Cruella De Vil. I haven't played that in a long time. No, just your track. All right. Joe, please make me new Hellgigs. That's a shame.
Yes, you know there'll be more.
Yeah. I
it's
do.
Not like, oh, there'll never be another Hell. No, there's going to be plenty.
There's going to be plenty. All right. So imagine that you... Joe, just give me a Hellgig sound.
Welcome to Hellgigs.
Take it.
Kind of handy when you get the guy that does it.
I was just thinking
that
same thing.
Just do it, stupid.
I don't want to click anything. Go ahead. I'll put some background music. Do your thing and we'll move on. It's better than hearing four times in a row.
Let's do aches and pains. How's
that
apropos?
That was ridiculous. It worked last time I needed it.
What are you going to do?
I'm not going to hit that button again.
Sunny no touch.
Yeah. So I have to start by saying I left a prop that I do my closing bit with at home. Mm-hmm. That's the thing I close when I do longer sets. When I do shorter sets, I don't really take it with me, but I got to do two sets of an hour. It's a cute, funny thing. It always gets a laugh. It really, less and less, it has, more and more, it has less and less to do with my act.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a good thing after the merch pitch.
Right.
It's quick. It gets a good laugh. Everybody's happy. I can scurry to the back and set up the shot.
Scurry like you're a rat.
Pretty much. We're very
scurry.
We're very
rat scurry.
Well, we're very intelligent animals.
Yeah.
Do you have cheese?
Yeah.
So I'm already a little upset. But anyway, the gig, the first gig, Friday night, is in Flint and was sponsored by Cumulus Radio.
Oh, good.
Which is a huge company. I'm expecting a large turnout. and a lot of promotion.
Yes.
I think that's a reason. That's a reasonable expectation.
And who was it sponsored by again? Sorry.
Cumulus Radio.
Okay, very good. Okay.
Meets your standard of approval?
Yes.
Okay, good.
No, I didn't. I didn't really hear it.
Okay.
Well, if you want me to be in the story, I need to hear it. If I don't hear something, I'll ask if, you know, please repeat it.
Thank you for telling the mechanics of how your brain functions. So, Rusty, remember Rusty?
Yes, good dude.
Yeah. He works there. Mm-hmm. So he works at Cumulus.
Right.
So he's going to be running the gig. He set it up. So I figured it'd be good. It'd be good to see Rusty again. He hired me.
He's a good dude, yeah.
So I pull in the driveway about an hour before the gig.
Mm-hmm.
There are maybe four people there. Four cars there.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, like to the point like, I wonder if I'm in the right place. You ever have that feeling?
Yeah, you know, the funny thing is when I do close, I'll pull in a parking lot and I don't see many people. It's like a reflection on you.
Nah, really.
You know, yeah, well, I feel that way sometimes.
Like, I know, we try not to. It's not our fault.
That's a little creepy. That's kind of like showing up someplace early because the time changed and you're the only one that didn't move their clock.
As we stare at the phone.
Pip, imagine us giving you blank looks.
Yeah.
I heard blank air, so I think those days.
Another swing and a miss from Pip Helix. That might be a sound effect we have to find. The swing and a miss.
Oh, God, no. If we're keeping score, forget it.
I didn't say we're keeping score.
No, that's going to be for everyone.
Yeah, of course.
Everyone. That's not a bad idea to find that sample. Yeah, they got to have it on the internet.
Swing.
Swing and a miss.
Yeah, we got to find something like that. Because I need more shit to press during the show. But yeah, we can find that. So there's like four people in the whole place. And I can't complain. They're spread out because there is this big cube structure in the middle of where an audience should sit.
Like, what do you mean cube structure?
I was told it used to be, it might have been like an old smoke pit.
Right. Oh, okay.
So this huge cube thing.
Oh, I thought it meant like this big cube.
Well, it's a big square thing in the middle.
In the middle.
Yeah.
Which is conducive to comedy.
Yeah, but I mean, at least there was a fake plant which was dying on top of it.
Oh, my God.
It was like, I'm a fake plant. I'm going to be pretty forever. Fuck this shit. No, I'm not.
Be a fake dead plant.
Somebody run me over. Nobody's eating, even though food was supposed to be ready, as it's a dinner comedy show. Mm. Dinner was not ready. Not a good sign.
This is sounding more and more enticing.
Yes. This sounds more and more like a hell gig.
Uh-huh.
So I thought.
It does.
I find Rusty. It turns out they advertised on the big board outside, they have a big board outside, that the show starts at 6. It's supposed to start at 8.
Which means people should have been there already.
Yes. But it also means
my God.
It also means people might have seen that and go, well, I can't make it back from work
right
for a 6 o'clock show.
Oh.
Yeah. The owner called Rusty early in the day asking what's the time the show's supposed to start and how much are tickets. Day of the show earlier calls up.
Boy, he's got a thumb on the pulse of the frickin' his place.
Yeah. Down the street from down the street from the club is a what?
Is that the guy that's in charge of the PR?
I mean, he's the owner of the place. I don't know. I would assume he wants it filled.
Yeah, and usually the guys like that are equally awful at PR. Oh, where were those posters you were supposed to hang up 3 weeks ago? Oh, yeah, well, we didn't get a chance. Well, why didn't you call me? Well, I didn't want to bother you. Yeah, I don't like posters hung up advertising when I'm going to do a show. Why would I want that?
Why would I want people to come?
Yeah, so you got the scene. Let me make it a little clearer for you.
Right.
Why does that phone still fucking keep on ringing?
I don't know. Yeah, well, I'm not calling stupid.
Well, you just called me stupid. Hold on. Who is it? No, they hung up. Okay. No, they didn't.
Well, how would I know? If we don't pick it up, I'm going to use my powers of ESP. I don't know.
Might work. Down the street from the club is a dollar store that is having a red tag clearance sale. I guess when shit's too expensive for a buck. You can't afford a buck.
Don't forget you're in Flint.
I know. I'm waiting until this gets down to 25 cents. This fly swatter's going to go on clearance, and then we are going to snap that up.
Did you stay at that hotel?
Did somebody go down there to round up an audience?
What?
Did somebody go down there to round up an audience?
No, we were too busy. We couldn't. Dealing with those four people that we had. There is also, this also is the venue they got in trouble for buying the food that they make. with food stamps.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
Who wants cheese? Who wants cheese?
At least the soda's clear.
Who wants to smoke Tarradins?
Joe almost got me, but it's Sprite Zero, so it wasn't fine, but I kept it down
yes.
like a good horse should. Swallow ye, bitch. So I think we can understand why the attendance might be a little light. The food finally comes out, and the chicken wings were very good. Like, right. They were really good chicken wings. They had other food, which was good, too. I was curious, though, when they're, like, charging $20 for dinner and a show while they're serving it on paper plates and plastic forks. But...
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Before the show starts, another couple walks in. It's the salesman from the radio station who's handling the account for the station.
Right.
And his wife. I guess he's checking on his client. But, you know, he didn't really do a great job of getting this promoted, possibly, because for 3 days he lost his cell phone in the cushions of the radio station couch.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah. What are you, a WKRP? What the fuck?
The references are getting newer. So we start the show with an audience of six.
All right, they paid.
Yeah. Well, not the salesman and his wife.
Yeah, well,
sporadically.
So you have four paying customers, and you had to start the show.
It wasn't going to start itself.
No. Nope.
Was there talk? Now, was there talk of just canceling the gig?
No, that did not come up.
Right.
I did not bring it up. I ate wings.
Right.
Sporadically, I see one of the audience members. I'm going to demonstrate and then explain clapping. Like, just a weird clap, a singular clap.
Right.
I don't know exactly what that is, but I sporadically see that. I don't know. Maybe she's got autism or something. I don't know.
Right.
So I got that going for me. So Rusty brings me up, and I said fuck at some point fairly or early on into the show.
Why wouldn't you?
Right?
If you brought the Pope up, the Pope would say fuck within 3 minutes.
Exactly.
That fucking place.
You're right. The Pope would be like, fuck it. We're not going to hell for this.
The Pope just said, fuck it. Well, look where we are. I don't blame him. Yeah.
I mean, even the Pope, you know, within reason, he's like, you know.
You know, yeah, we understand, Holy Father. It is bullshit.
We understand. We got you, Holy. Even Jesus would have said, you know what? Hang me to the cross.
Yeah, you know. Call the boys. We're getting out of here.
Nails for everyone. We're all going up on the cross tonight. This stinks. So at this point... The wife of the salesman, gets up and they leave. Joe's giving me a look.
They leave.
They leave. Like
you, I would have been no. You sit and look at what you did.
Yes. Well, I opened with, "Hey, you're the sales guy. Hey, you're not very good at your job." Yeah. Some that effect.
Hey, fuck him, man.
Yeah, exactly. You know? He dropped the ball.
Yeah.
Yeah, big time.
So it turns out that she's offended by the word fuck.
Really?
A couple of...
And you're offended by the word empty fucking room.
Yes. a couple of things
you're offended
that...
by the echoing every time you speak.
Funny.
Bass hit up the middle. Yeah. So this is a baseball game.
Yeah.
So within 30 seconds a minute... I've walked 33% of the audience.
And how soon did they leave?
Like, really quickly as I got up there.
Before you said fuck?
No, after I said fuck.
Oh, okay.
Because she doesn't like fuck. I go, where are they going? Oh, she doesn't like the word fuck. All right, now we got to talk about this. First of all, everybody's upset with them over this shit. The four audience members, Rusty, Brian McCree, the other comic, and myself. You know, we are very upset by this. All right, couple things. First of all, this is your man's gig. You shut the fuck up and you take it if you're going to come out with him.
Yeah.
He's at his job.
Yeah.
It's not about you.
Yeah.
If you're going to go out, you need to support your man because this is his client.
Yeah.
So you need to be there and fucking drink drinks, not drink the water that they were drinking.
Yeah.
But they did.
Funny.
But they did eat the food. Rusty says he thinks they were there for the free food because this is like his fifth wife and he's now broke.
Oh,
yeah, because he can't promote shit.
Yes.
He's a PR guy that can't PR.
Other thing, if you know your wife is sensitive to the word fuck, you don't take her.
Right.
She stays home.
Don't take her to a comedy show.
Right. Because nobody told us. And as Joe said, you know, when that's presented with you, the fuck is fairly natural.
Yes.
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 So we ragged on them.
Good.
We had a good time with that.
Good.
But that was a little ridiculous. That was the quickest I walked that many people, 33%. So the four remaining audience members, and you know, we thought it was BS. We talked about them. So I look down, doing my act. I look down at one of the tables, and they have, I look at their drink. One of the tables. There's two of them, stupid. I looked down at half the room, and there was a drink, and they had white napkin over the drink tightly with a red straw poking through. I thought it was I thought it was some type of specialty drink.
Right.
Or something. No, no. It was to keep the fruit flies out.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
Which now explains what the woman was doing with the clapping. She was trying to get flies.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
I got to tell you, Flint is the only town I've ever cried in.
Well, there's Oakland, New Jersey, and Hansel's.
Well, no, but that when we used to go to that that place, we used to go with them, we used to stay in Flint. After the second day, you just want to cry. You're in Flint and you're stuck.
And that was when the water was good.
That was when the water was good, yeah.
So,
oh my God.
Here's my thing. If you're a place that serves food and drink, even if you buy it with food stamps, that can't happen.
Yeah.
That's a rule of mine.
Even if you buy it with food
stamps. Put up a fly strip. Do something. That can't happen.
No.
So we do the show for the four people. They loved it. And I sold merch to 50% of the audience. So it was a good gig. So,
well, you made a killing.
Yeah, so that was hell gig number one.
Jesus Christ, there's more.
Yes.
They didn't shoot you down to the Holly, did they?
No.
I would have capped that off.
The next day, I go out to an Indian buffet with Rusty. We go out for lunch. And we're getting ready to get out of there. We've been there for a while because I didn't want to go back to my hotel, which I'll tell you guys about in the second segment of the show. Mm-hmm. So we hung out for a while, had a nice lunch and everything. So Rusty just goes to the bathroom, and he comes back, and he goes, well, this was interesting. While I was in there, the cook came in, and he took out his teeth and put them on the sink and washed them.
No.
Okay, what did he do with his hands? Did he wash his hands?
I wasn't there, Joe.
He don't stir the sauce with his teeth.
Joe, I didn't go in and interview the guy. Right. Maybe I should have.
No, Rusty, with his sauce, you know.
I don't know. You don't seem fazed by this.
I don't know. We've been doing this a while. You know?
Yes, we have. So,
there were times, like, I remember when we had a bass player that wanted us to spray paint our faces silver, he wouldn't do the gig, and Johnny Race is telling me, you know, this is the way he wants to do the gig, and I go, I don't know what I'm more upset about. I go, that I have to deal with this question, or I'm 45 and I'm dealing with this question, and it's not phasing me within the least. Yeah.
maybe we were all Raiders fans.
Yeah, right.
And we're going to play the Black Hole. Maybe that's what that was. Yeah. I'm sure there was a logical explanation. Yeah. There always is. All right. Hell gig number two. And this is where I'm meeting up with Trucker Tom.
Oh, good. Tommy. Yeah. So how's... Okay.
Tom as well.
Good. Well, I love Tom. He's a pal. He's one of the, like,
it's
the fourth
like you
mic.
Can't fucking reach him.
I understand. It's like the fourth mic. It's always nice when you physically get together, you know?
Sure. Yeah. Physically get together.
Well, it kind of sounds mo, but you know, you know what I mean?
No homo.
No homo.
Jason Hagel, the comic I told you about, and the disgruntled clown. Now, this is an
Eagle. Oh, the clown.
Yeah, the clown. You know the clown.
Oh, he bawled me out.
Yeah, of course he did. It tells you how to load equipment, and you're like, I used to do this for a living.
Fucking roadie.
Exactly. I know. I've loaded better shit than yours. I know. I know all the hurt feelings that were there. Yeah. I was there. I had to make nice between everybody.
The whole damn club in that truck. But anyway.
What?
I'm a roadie. I could fit that whole damn club in that truck.
So this is an Eagles club. You've done an Eagles. They're like the Moose. They're like the Elks.
Another one
of these animal clubs.
Oh, all right. Eagles. Yeah. I'm like... Yeah.
So the audience is pretty old. Let's be honest. Young people are not really joining.
They're blue hairs.
Yeah. Young people aren't joining stuff like Moose,
no.
Elks,
no.
Eagles.
No.
Because they got shit to do.
Yeah. I don't even know how those guys get by now.
It's just until everybody dies. Mm. That's really what it is.
Essentially, yeah.
Because younger people, if they want to have somebody over, they'll call them up and go, hey, come over. They don't, you know, it's not college where you got to pay to make friends.
Well, even that, and if you even get the younger people coming in, they're all on the internet. It'd be elk.
I mean, you get some young people, but not a lot. Mm. So, anyway, I get in, and the clown and his wife are there.
Now, is the clown working?
No. Well, he's just hosting the show, but not okay. really. He's not in the makeup. He's,
right,
you know,
right,
he's,
right.
He's John on this night.
It's true. He's John.
It's true.
I'm not a man. I'm John.
It's true. He's either rock and roll John or the frontal right. clown, whatever. I'm always an asshole no matter what yeah. spot I'm on the show. I believe in consistency.
That's right.
Yes. I'm expecting a warm greeting from the clown.
Really?
Well, because we're good friends. I mean,
he's
if we didn't see... Yeah, yeah. Well, still. But no, he's John. He's not disgruntled. He shouldn't be disgruntled. He was disgruntled, and I'll get there. So, and Tom, if Tom is listening tonight, I don't know if he is, but if he wants to add stuff in the chat room, and Pip, you think the timing is right, feel free.
And Tom always see...
What'd you say?
Oh, here he is. He's here.
Hi, Tom. And Tom always sees the glamour of this business.
Not when he hangs with me.
You know, us. You know, it's not like, oh, Tom, Tom, have some shrimp. The club, how you like the green room? It's like, no. So we are huddled in a corner trying to outrun a cockroach.
Well, Joe, to be fair to us, they have more legs.
Yeah.
You go south, they even fly at you. So, I thought I would get a nice warm welcome.
Yeah.
I hadn't seen him. Even if I hadn't seen you in a few years, I would expect a nice warm welcome.
Yes, of course.
Well, you know, the clown has had a bad reputation. He has a terrible reputation.
Well, he chewed the shit out of me. Well, I was just trying to help.
Yeah, right. And you could see why he has a bad reputation.
Yeah.
But I have always gotten along with him since day one.
Right.
I don't get a warm reception.
I don't get a warm reception.
No, I did not get one. He's in a foul mood. His wife is in a foul mood.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. His wife is running things. She's kind of like taking over the booking business.
Right.
So the clown is now a member of the Eagles. I don't know. He's the young one. And they've been doing comedy there for a while, and this is one of their good rooms. But there's a power struggle going on. There's now a power struggle on one of the boards at the Eagles, which I find every time I have to deal with a board, whether it be an Eagles, you know, to book a comedy show.
Or the Temple or something like that.
There's always power struggles going on.
Yeah, because people get on belts better to do.
You're right, Joe. These are people that don't have a lot of power in their life,
mm-hmm.
and now this is their thing,
yeah.
and they're going to hold on
to it. Put on a fucking show, raise money, and then we all have fun and we go home.
Yeah.
After we're done.
Yeah. That's what people with a life would say.
Right. Yeah.
But invariably, there's a power struggle mm-hmm. going on. Clown is now... Clown, this is all before the show. He's telling me all this stuff. Clown is now on the entertainment board there, mm-hmm. and they've been putting on the entertainment, and it's been going well, but now this other guy, this tall guy named Pat, is muscling in and wants to take credit for all the good stuff that they've been doing. And now he's going to try to bow up on Clown like a machismo thing, and Clown isn't going to have that.
No, he's not. He's a clown. He's not going to take that
and
shit.
And this guy's like a biker, and I got a clown. I'm like, this is the fucking Village People. I just want to do a damn comedy show.
The clown of a Village People.
People, a biker, a clown.
I got the Michigan version of the Village People.
Oh, that's funny.
I'm just trying to do a stupid show. But this is all before the show. So now, because of this power struggle, the Eagles did not advertise. The only type of advertising that has gone on has been what the clown and his wife have done.
So this biker guy, he wants to prove how good he does, so they're going to fuck the show.
Yes.
And we're not going to raise money.
Yes.
I'm sure it was a fundraiser.
I guess.
But
I'm
that's
sure.
what they usually have it for. Yeah. So let's fuck the event, because we're having a pissing contest.
Yes.
It's fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
Yes. And they're going to have their lowest amount of people ever there. And clown tells me this will be the last show they're doing there. Look what I walked into.
How many
That's
people
brilliant.
Were there?
That's great.
There was a decent amount of people.
But what's the just 150?
You know, I really don't know. I didn't count, but maybe 70, 80. Right, I mean, Tom right. might have a better idea. Tom was in the back of the room.
All right.
If he wants to type in, he can feel free. Okay. I really don't know. I was just enjoying the glamour of it all.
Yeah.
So
the glamour.
Yes. So anyway, I got to just get where I am in my story. So anyway, you know me. I don't really have any pre-show rituals. You know, I don't have to be left alone. I don't need to drink a certain drink. I don't look over my notes. We've done enough shows together. I'm pretty just laid back. I kind
of
go with it.
We just have our own way. You know, I'm not like that either.
But a lot of comics do.
Yeah, I never got that either.
But that's fine. But that's what certain entertainers do certain things. That's fine.
I just look at my notes and then just free up my mind.
But here's the thing. I don't want all this negative energy coming at me before a show. you know,
who needs that crap? Because it even if you don't have a pre-show ritual, it puts you in a negative frame of mind.
Yes.
Yeah. You're right.
And I was feeling this. So he asked me if I've ever done an Eagles before, and I say yes. I think I did one a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And I tell him they're like the moose and the elk, but these are older. But and you know this show, they're not PC audiences.
Right.
They're not expecting clean material.
Right.
They are fun, and at best they are blue collar, maybe stained.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, that's what these people, I do fine with these type of audiences. I'm just trying to recap in my head where the hell I am.
You feel like a therapist. Tell me more, Devin.
I will. So then Clown tells me about the gig tomorrow, the gig on Sunday that I'll be doing, about who this girl who he used to take as his opener, who he loved. But now she leads this alternative lifestyle, and she plays a lot of these alternative resorts. So she tells us...
Alternative in what way?
Yeah, really.
You know, I was just going to leave you hanging on. I didn't have a story for this.
Well, I'm sorry. We just... we didn't know if you assumed, and we're not going to sit through the story assuming when we can't follow intently on it.
I will tell you.
Thank you.
All right.
Shut up.
It's the camaraderie I love.
She just got back to that. She just got the back of my hand. Don't you have a drop to put in, stupid? So she tells the story on stage at the Sunday venue of how she's in her hotel room and playing one of these alternative resorts, and there's a knock on the door, and it's a big black guy, and she's like, oh, it's my 2 o'clock. And Joe's starting to be more intrigued. And he comes in. And now he starts fucking her from behind.
What?
Yes, this is what goes on in the green room, Pip. You never should have given up comedy.
I never should have.
And this is she saying this on stage?
She's telling the story on stage. Clown is telling me the story.
Oh, okay.
Clown is telling me the story. And then there's another knock on the door. And it's a Mexican guy. And he comes in, and she's blowing him while she's getting fucked with this big black, I believe he said nigger cock. He uses that word a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Nigger.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I'm just used to it from him. It's not a word I use. I don't even, you know, but whatever. I know him. Fine. You know, so he's telling the story. So the woman, one of the owners on the Sunday, there's a brother and sister.
This is a bitch she does, and this is what happened.
This happened to her.
Oh, really?
Supposedly, this is an accompanying video that you can find online, I'm told.
An accompanying video! We have it available at the gift store.
I think you can check it out at the library. You remember when we were kids, they used to have the records and the stories you could read along with? Yeah, it's kind of like that, but updated, Joe.
It's available in a gift shop. Just look behind the mugs.
I think I would rather look behind the condoms.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ.
So he's telling the story about how one of the owners of the Sunday gets all pissed off, and now nobody can say big black cock or fucking black guys or anything like that.
Hey, well, she fucked these two guys in a room, but don't mention it on stage.
Right, but because she mentioned it on stage on the Sunday, don't mention it at all.
Right.
No, nobody can. Even black guys, if they have one, can't talk about their big black cock.
Right.
Big black cock has been banned. He's telling me this.
Can you see like this big a big rooster that's black? Get that out of here! Out! Nobody can see that. Don't talk about it either, because you know what it is.
So then, Jason's on stage. Jason's doing very well.
Good.
And now the clown's like, you see that one-legged guy, that old one-legged guy over there? Yes, Joe chuckled. It wasn't politically correct, but appropriate.
Well, what else would you do? He's a one-legged guy.
He's the president of the Eagles in all of Michigan, is he?
What happened to his talon?
I think he lost the fight to Blue Hawk.
Because.
If I do well here.
Oh, God. Like, there's going to be a career in this shit.
Yes.
For the Eagles. Like, because you're being spoiled by the amenities.
Well, Joe, they did have Sloppy Joes and French fries for $2.
I'm in.
Yeah, of course you are. If I do well here,
right,
I can play all the Eagles in Michigan.
What is he, the Picks of Michigan?
It crossed my mind.
Did it really?
It did. Actually, now, as I was telling this
story.
Right.
Yeah.
hey, fucker, you can play all the Eagles. No, he cannot. I'm the one who booked the Eagles.
You took the Eagles from me? That's why you lost your leg?
No Eagles, no moose, no elks, nothing with it, not even a squirrel.
A squirrel, you cannot do that.
I am the king of all the animals.
I lead the animal kingdom of comedy.
Funny.
Oh, hell.
So I have this little chestnut to worry about. You know, now there's pressure.
Well, so you're just sitting there freaking out while you're eating your sloppy chicken.
I didn't eat anything.
Why would you?
Well, yeah. Exactly. I didn't eat anything. I just want peace and quiet because the clown's been in my ear the whole fucking time, right, with bad news. Just bringing me down. Jason's having a great set. Jason's material is more accessible,
right,
than the material I do. Jason does... he talks about getting older and the prostate exam,
uh-huh,
and he talks about all the various drugs they put you on. It's very well written. It's very funny. But, uh-huh, you know, the premises you've heard before, very accessible, especially for this type of audience.
Right, right. So he's going to, yeah, he's going to do good with what he's doing. And it's, yeah,
and he does it well.
Oh,
and
good.
And he does it well. And, you know, me, I'm talking about race, religion, politics, you know, false idols that we look up.
That's essentially, even though our acts are basically the premises that we've been using lately are around the same lines. So you'll watch the guy that's doing the regular, you know, the regular stuff, and you're sitting there going, all right, well, you know, it's a little different, you know, I'm trying to, you know, go on the edge here. Let's see what happens. So, yeah.
I'm going to do what I do.
Right.
So, I go on stage and I'm riffing. And I'm riffing the fact that there's no black members there.
Mm-hmm.
And I go,
oh, uh-oh, that's black cock!
Not yet.
Did you say black member?
Funny. I pretend I'm there. I go, well, we're eagles. We're not blackbirds. a little riffy poo.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, somebody shouts out, KKK.
Oh, God.
Now you're rebel rousing.
Is that what I'm doing? And I think I said, well, I hope it's somebody who's looking for Kmart with a stuttering problem.
Oh, my God. Or are they announcing their arrival?
Here's the thing, and we'll talk about this very...
Well, you're looking for your wife, Kay.
Yeah, well, funny. That would have been good, too.
Kay.
Funny. That would have worked. Put that in the back pocket next time
it
happens.
Right.
It probably
you
will.
Always have that thing. You won't use it for years, but it's there. And I've had, like, one time where I had one, like, for five, almost 10 years, and it was that one night. There she is.
So I goof on it. I have fun with it, make fun of the sheets and everything. Because that's the natural thing.
Well, because it's not a seminar. It's a comedy show.
Right. But now I'm thinking, and I've been thinking about this past day or so, maybe when that shit happens, because it does happen, I need to stop this show and go, you know what? That, you know, unless we're goofing on the KKK, that's not funny. They're a despicable group. I'm thinking maybe
it's not a continuing lecture series. You roll. You're a comic. You do what you did.
Yeah, but there is a social responsibility because I don't want to entertain those people.
But what you got to do is you got to turn it. You can't sit there. If you want to do something like that, you can't sit there in a lecture moment. You have to. If you bring it up, you have to make a joke off of that.
Well, I do.
That's your job.
I do, but I don't want.
No, that's what you
I don't want people to think that's okay.
But you have to craft it that way. You just can't sit there and go, what, you know, these bad people are, you're a comic. You have to take what you want to say
and
put it in a comedic
way. I'm also a human being.
Well,
and the
let's slow down.
Well, by most people's standards.
All right. Slow down. Well, but I'm kind of picturing you saying it with your hand on your hip and you're pointing your finger.
No, I was just kind of riffing, just taking it all in. You know, just going with it, you know, how stupid it is. And the sheets and whatever. I don't remember. Tom might remember better than I
do. But you did that right there.
Right. I wasn't expecting that.
But you did that right there. You're doing what a comic does. You don't sit there and lecture. It's not like, you know, it's not like a lecture class. It's a comedy show.
So anyway, I'm considering So I have a new joke in my act where I talk about how I'm always happy to see black men at my show because it's dangerous out there. For them, this is you know, because they're getting shot. So I have a salute. Every time you guys reach in your pocket, you're scaring somebody. You're getting shot. I have a solution for you, for all my black friends. Don't wear clothes. So, and then I go on from there, and I go, well, I mean, and I go the various perks to this, and go and think you're going to get laid all the time when the women see what you're packing. They're going to run to you. It's going to be like a harpoon. So I've taken. Yeah, I've taken a serious situation, you know, people getting shot, and I've come up with an absurd answer. It's almost like it's comedy, Joe.
Oh, my God. You should be a stand-up.
Well, no, but I will be anyway, even though that nobody wants it. I've crafted a joke, Joe.
Right.
So, let's see. There's a lot here, Joe.
I got time.
Did you decide to
I got
tell
3 hours.
At the KKK rally you were at?
What?
Did you decide to tell it at the KKK rally you were at?
No, I said the joke there. I said
then
the joke.
How'd it go?
It went well. It went really well. But people are also people now are randomly throughout the course of the show are randomly yelling out various things, such as Sasquatch.
Why?
Why would you? But I riff on that, like, oh, wait, you're looking for the Loch Ness Monster? Whatever shit of the hell I said. I riffed on that, too. But it's a little ridiculous. I was talking about Flint water and the nice job about that and the lead in it. And then somebody goes, oh, well, we have iron in our water. So then I, like, start riffing on that, like you're coming bullets. I don't know what the fuck I said, or peeing bullets. I don't know. I'm riffing on all this nonsense. I really
Tommy would have the transcripts.
Yeah, Tommy would have the transcripts. I really don't remember what it was, but it was insane. There was a lot of insanity going on, and I was in the zone. I was riffing on it.
Right.
So at one point
they're treating you like it's an improv comedy show.
Right. Right. And I'm improving, because as Joe said, I'm a comic, and that's my job.
Yeah, well, sometimes you get in those situations where you got to do the old shuffle.
Yeah. So I said something, and they kind of pulled back on it for something. I may or may not have said, Jason and I don't recall it, but Tom says I may have said it, and John, the clown, insists I did. They pulled back on me.
I like the way Jason doesn't know. Tom alludes to it. The clown definitely says you said it.
Well, we'll get there. We'll get there.
I don't know Jason, but I know the other parties, and it just cracks me up.
So they pulled away on me a joke, and I go, really? That's too much? But you were fine with Jason's ass-fisting material because he was doing the prostate stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that would have been it.
Right.
That just a throwaway line, and it got a laugh and got a... Because really, if you're talking about prostate exams, the joke is always you get
right,
fisted.
You wait for the laugh to die, then you move on to the next
But
thing,
the joke, whenever you're doing the prostate, it's always portrayed as this horrible thing where you're being violated.
Yeah.
That's always the joke.
I used to do one.
I never have had one, either joke or the experience,
right.
But, you know.
Or the prostate.
I don't know, I might not have
one. Well, when your time comes.
Well, So they are... And also, I do a joke. I did the joke, the Lent joke, where I'm talking about the holidays, and I talk about, you know, people give up things for Lent that I really appreciate.
Right.
I just wish the priest would give up little boys.
Right.
And, you know, they go, ooh, and I go, I'm not the one touching the five-year-olds.
Right.
You know, I can't even catch those fuckers. They're too fast. Maybe if I get an eight-year-old to trip them. Mm. But that's the only I do that joke. I don't always do it.
Right.
I did it on this show. I mean, on this comedy show. I really don't. I really don't think there's anything wrong with me pointing out the horrible things other people are doing.
Mm.
It's kind of what we do, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I get off the stage. Everybody seems pleased. The audience seemed happy. It seems like it went well.
Right.
Is Tom still in the chat?
Yeah, he is.
Okay. Because I was expecting Tom to pipe in with something for you at some point. But
well, the first thing he said was, I want to say that everything he says is true.
Ah, my testimony.
Told you he took notes.
Tom was in the back, his stenographer, clicking away. Wish the son of a bitch would talk slower, but I got it.
Right.
So I get off the stage, and Clown is in a bad mood. And he goes, I can't believe you just did this whole thing on fucking big black nigger cock.
What?
That was my reaction. I'm like, what?
Wait a minute. He had all these other things to say.
What?
You had all these other things to say that you were talking about.
What is she talking about?
Because he made it sound like all you talked about
right.
was that.
Right.
The whole thing is, when did you ever bring it up in the first place?
I didn't.
Yeah.
I.
So what the fuck is he talking about?
No, I did. I did. Tom doesn't recall that. I certainly don't recall that. Jason didn't recall it. But the clown and his wife certainly do. I did this whole expose on big black nigger cock and getting fucked with big black nigger cock. And he's going, nigger, nigger, nigger. Finally, I go, listen, dude, I don't get offended by words. Enough. I don't want to hear the word nigger anymore. You know what? I don't get offended, but it's a little too much. He's like, oh, that's just the way I talk. I go, I don't give a shit.
Well, yeah, but I would. Why? I didn't reference it at all.
Exactly.
Where were you getting to? And he had no explanation?
No, I did. That's the explanation.
No, where? Where? Where?
That's it. There
where? You're going to accuse me of something. You know, and look, you're
it's
not,
like you're new and you don't know how comedy works.
But you want, I do, and it frustrates the shit out of me. And, it, you know, we used to argue with each other and argue with other people. But where you're going to accuse me of something. You just can't say, yeah, man, you got to go. You got to give examples. Where did I do this?
Tommy, if I'm in the check, because Tommy was listening to a lot of this. Is this true, Tom? Did I not really do an expose on Big Black Niggercock? And was he accusing me of doing this, Tom? Tom, can I chime in and pip
on? Well, he says, never mind some douche in the crowd shouting KKK. No, clown rabbit-eared out of thin air, Big Black Niggercock.
Mm. Yes. Wow, this is the most time we've ever said nigger on this show. This won't be on the other.
Yes, I'm so happy to have said it.
Yeah. Oh, Pip, welcome to the club. Tommy gets the assist.
Well, yeah.
Usually you say yell that out when you get cut off by a Chrysler 300, but number one.
You've heard my act. I talk about that in the act. I talk about how we're all racist in the car. You know, like it was about Daniel Snyder. And the joke is, you know, the businessman, he got in a lot of trouble for racism. And I learned something from him. There's no place for racism in the public discourse. It belongs in the car during rush hour traffic with the windows rolled up where God intended it.
Well, I used to do it when I do the whole thing about the pulling the full word nigger out of the word Huckleberry Finn. I go, there's times when the word needs to be fully used to show the indignity of it. And sometimes I go, you know, like when you get cut off in traffic. But I that's like too hacky, so I take that out. But, yeah, you know, it's just funny, though.
So,
Tom says he accused you of something you didn't do in the set.
Thank you, Tom.
But you know what? I've never, you know, from the short, that night I spent working that gig, or was I in that gig? Or was I just working?
No,
I was in a gig. It's something you forget. From that, because you know why? Because I'm so focused on bawling me out, telling me I don't know how to load a truck. I forgot I even did fucking stand up that night.
We hired you for your talent. Loading shit was one of them.
If it was Ferrari, yes. But, but you know, it just, I lost my train of thought. But, you know, it just seems that he could be very adamant about nonsense.
Yes. Well, he wasn't saying that I said nigger, but I was just doing this whole expose on fucking big black cocks, which I just don't have.
But you want to know something? And hear me out. He might have mentioned it when you talked about the naked black guy, okay? But, hear me out. What was that? 3 minutes? 3 minutes?
It's not even that long.
So 2 minutes?
Not even that long.
Okay, a minute?
Maybe.
A minute out of an hour.
And I don't say fucking.
A minute out of an hour act, and you're going to harp on that? If you said, dude, you know what? You know what are you talking about? Well, when you mention the black guy, you know, there's a, you know, it was a minute. You had none of the, you know, but you just don't sit there and go, so you're going to do a whole thing about, you know.
And he's like, after that story, I just told you go and do that. Well, first of all, that gig is for the story you told me is in reference to the show Tomorrow Night.
And I never did any of it.
Exactly. Then he says, I use the word fuck a lot. I don't recall using it a lot, but I will concede the point that I know. Because my material is all written clean.
Yeah.
But when I riff in the audience on those type of situations where it's that type of free-for-all,
yeah.
I do have a propensity to say fuck more than I would. I don't know if I said a lot, but I go, oh, you know what? I'll concede the point.
Because you're in the moment of this. You're in the moment of the situation.
Exactly.
It's not like, well, fuck, folks. You know, I mean, if you're in a thing and riff it, I mean, what the fuck? You know, it's you're in the middle of a riff.
And it's an Eagles. Now here's the thing about fuck. If they like you, then you can say whatever they want.
Right.
If they don't like you, if you're having a bad set, fuck pushes them far away. Phil Tagg explained that to me when I was new. They liked me. I was doing fine.
Yeah, yeah.
But he, you know, I was saying fuck. So this is just going on, and people are walking by, and I'm selling merch, and Tom and Jason are there, and this is just going on. He's like, you know, this isn't the act I remember. I go, I write.
This is the act I memorized years ago.
Yeah, I go.
Oh, and I don't dress like fucking Bozo either.
I didn't even have my cowboy hat. I wasn't a member of the Village People. I write. Even Tom, who saw us two, three years ago,
he
said I had a completely different act.
Right.
Because I write.
Yeah.
He's like, well, maybe you should play the road more. I'm like, no, I shouldn't. The stuff I do is fine. He's like, well, tomorrow night they'll like, you know, all this intellectual stuff. I go, you mean me?
So you want me to dumb it down and be a road act? Is that what you want me to do? That's what he wants. That's what he's a road. He's a road dude. He's a road comic.
Yeah,
okay,
I guess.
And you know, he has he ever played up here?
That temple I gave him.
But I mean, regular clubs, gig. No, of course, and that's why.
And then he goes, "You used to be a happy guy, a happy act." I go, "I'm still happy. I'm not upset about
it." Fucking yelling at me.
Yeah, no, like on stage, I go, "I'm still happy. I'm very happy." You know, I'm right.
I should have brought my your roadie Curry. You would have really been thrilled.
Yeah, you're not happy.
Been sore as hell on stage is more than ever.
So then he's like, he and his wife are telling me about these two guys from New York who opened for a friend of ours. Hey, man.
Gotcha. Very in funny. All right,
Joe
gotcha.
And I are having our own show. Amuse yourself. Yeah. Well, Pip, you could have been part of it, but you have an earwig.
No, leave her alone.
I am. She's over there. I can't smack her.
Okay.
She's on the phone. She's like Bosley. I was expecting a better reaction.
Yeah, you'll be calling. Who's going to be Bosley tonight?
Yeah. Pip will playing the part of Bosley. Yeah. Hey, angels.
Yeah. But you know what, Pip? Isn't it nice when you do a call-in show and the show's over and you just walk 30 feet down your hall to your bedroom instead of driving 2 hours?
I show up to work and I do the same thing.
Yeah.
So he's telling – him and his wife are telling me about these two openers who opened for our friend – who did not do very well, or people say that you suck, this, that to them on the way out, and they said because they have that New York attitude, fuck, fuck, fuck. Here's the thing. Those guys, they're nice guys. They're just not very strong comics.
Right.
It has nothing to do with the New York attitude. I don't use them. Not because I don't like them personally, but they're not very strong, let alone to be in a feature spot. So it's not a New York thing. That they didn't do well and the fuck, fuck, fuck. It's the jokes aren't a very strong thing.
Right.
It's a bad comic thing.
Yeah, it's not. That's the thing. It's not really easy to do what we do and do it well.
Yeah.
It just isn't.
Right.
A lot of people go up there and they're okay at it. But to do it well, to consistently deliver laughs with original material, it's just not that easy.
Yeah.
One day I'm going to try it.
Tom says, John was entirely overreacting to your set.
Thank you, Tom.
I think he was overreacting, and I, being the devil's advocate, I think he was overreacting because he had the head eagle ear that books all this stuff, and maybe that's why. I'm not, you know, I don't accept his behavior, and I don't accept that he was harping on something, but maybe as an explanation.
So I go and I talk to the one-legged eagle.
Right.
the muckety-muck.
He's on his perch.
You're despicable. Yeah. I love it, but that's despicable.
He's got a rolling perch.
Oh. So I shake his hand.
Right.
Everything is nice. Had a good time. Everything is good. I think everything is fine. And he's like, well, we'll see what happens. That's the clown. I'm like, oh, okay.
I'm not... accepting his behavior, but he's got his reasons.
I get it.
He's got his reasons. He didn't go about it the right way.
I don't do this to my acts. You know me. If shit goes wrong, I take all the heat. My acts don't know it.
Yeah, you get a call the next day.
I don't even do that.
But like I said, that's probably the way it was. His behavior was inappropriate, and for him just to damn you on something you didn't do was wrong.
You know, if he would have mentioned, hey man, don't say fuck so much tomorrow night, or don't do this discreetly one time. I would have been like, all right, fine.
Yeah, cool. And I really didn't take him to be a rational dude when I met him, you know? No. So
at the end of the evening, the clown and I go into the bathroom.
Sounds romantic.
It was. And in there are two men shirtless.
The last time I saw that is when you had me do that, you gave me that gig, and I went into the wrong place. It was a block over, and it was a gay club. And I went in there, and the guy, I go, yeah, is this where the comedy is? And he goes, you're in the cock. I'm like, well, it beats the other way around. I scurried down the other block. Yeah. Yeah.
Beats the other way.
Oh my God.
Did you say that?
No, but the funny thing is, I don't remember that night. I walked in the first time, and I go to the pizza pie. I went to get dinner, and I get you on the phone, and I go, look, not for nothing. I don't care, but is this a gay place? No, it's not, you moron. All right, go do the gig. Yes, sir. And then it was the block over at the wrong address.
You're a yutz. Yeah. So these two shirtless guys in there, one of them is a Trump supporter. He wanted to show me his shirt during the show because I asked, is there any Trump supporters? And there was like two in the audience. I don't know if Michigan's going to go your way, Joe. So he shows Trump. I'm like, okay, settle down. I don't need to see your tits. Relax. So him and his buddy are shirtless in the bathroom. Me and the clown walk in. And now he wants to ask me why New York isn't going to vote for Trump. And this situation is not where I want to have an in-depth political conversation. The men's room of an Eagles with two shirtless guys is not where I want to play Meet the Press.
What is this, Fox News with urinals?
No, there it's the women that have to be topless. Joe.
Yeah, yeah. Funny.
So I just
by the way, Trucker Tom says that the head Eagle guy was sitting at the same table as the KKK Sasquatch guy.
Which the clown denies. But I think
the clown denies.
But I agree with Tom. I think Tom is absolutely right. So
I love all the freaking the drama at this ridiculous event.
Yes. So I tell the guy, I go, they're not going to vote for Trump because New York knows Trump and they don't like him. That's it. And he wants to, but why don't they? But I go. I'm
trying to get my money from a clown here and defend myself.
I just want to get out of here. You know, put a shirt on.
Yeah, you know what? Did you ask him? Look, I'll tell you if you ask me why you don't have a fucking shirt.
I think he wanted to trade shirts with his friend. I don't know what the hell was going on. I didn't want to stick
around. You walked in on something unsavory.
Yeah, I had an interesting evening as it was.
You know, you ever notice something? Like, if you look at that and you go, you know, if I let anything else upset me, this night is so fucking ridiculous. If I get upset about anything, I'm the asshole here. Yeah.
The only thing I was being upset about was the clown. That's the only reason it's a hell gig. Mm. Because, so anyway, so the next day, the next gig, oh, I should also tell you one other thing about this town. They had
what was the name of the town?
Give me a pen. I don't want to say the name on the air.
Tell me later.
It doesn't matter. I'll tell you later. But anyway, this town used to have a drive-in movie theater that showed porn. I don't think I'm the worst they've seen.
Hey, look, your squirrel's jerking off. Look, he's grabbing his nuts, and I don't mean the acorns. What kind of piss hole were you saddled in? What the fuck? Holy shit.
I guess it didn't last.
It ain't my day.
It's a bad business model because here's the thing. Here's the thing.
Yeah, of course it is. People are trying to drive down a thoroughfare and crash it because there's a 9-foot cock on a screen.
Was it a big black guy?
Yeah, well, you're not in that town. You can't say that.
The way you listen to drive-in movie theaters is you have to have your radio on. Now, what happens, unfortunately, a lot of these drive-in movie theaters is by the time the movie's over, the battery in the car is dead.
Yeah.
So there you are, your pants are down, you got jizz in your lap, and you can't fucking go anywhere, and you need a jump start. Yeah. How are you gonna ask somebody for a jump with your pants around your ankle?
Yeah.
It's a bad business model.
Oh.
Unless you're asking for a different kind of jump.
That's true. Driving move porn. To give you an idea, this town had a drive-in movie theater that showed porn.
Oh. And there's actually a phrase with the town's name and dirties after it, so it's fucking widely known.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So the next day, Tom comes with me to the show as we went to the Tiger Games.
The picture. Cool. So you had a little recreation there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I wasn't playing. No, well, I was eating a huge thing of fucking nachos. Yeah. A huge thing of nachos. I was like, I can't eat anymore after this. It was huge. Delicious, but huge. A little interesting thing about Comerica Park, which is where the Tigers play. I wanted to get my mom a magnet. She likes getting magnets from all these stadiums and everything. So I asked one of the vendors, I'm like, oh, do you have magnets? I don't see any. He's like, is this your first time to Comerica? I'm like, yeah. He's like, yeah, we don't really have good magnets. We got a couple, but they're ugly. What I tell people to do is to buy, like, one of the lapel pins, break off the back, and make your own.
What's I going to put in my refrigerator? I'm not looking to do crafts.
A fucking souvenir guy gives me fucking homework.
He's telling you, yeah, our crap sucks, but this is how you can
oh, my God.
It.
Yeah. But I enjoyed Comerica Park, but that was very funny. Mm. I enjoyed Comerica. So anyway, Also, what I should tell you is the clown has described the people that we're playing, that I'm going to be performing tonight is very conservative, have a lot of money, they're smarter. Because the people in the city I was in the night before, the Eagles, he explained to me, they didn't even know what Uber was. A comic was talking about Uber and nobody understood what the hell he was talking about.
It was some sort of fucking llama looking thing.
Yeah, exactly. So these people are going to have a lot of money.
They have electricity.
They live in mansions, you know, but I better not fuck it up, essentially.
That's a hell of a pep talk.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, you have to.
Wow.
So I drive in.
What's their definition of mansions? They have four walls?
No, it's a double wide.
There it is.
Oh, there you go.
So I see some nice houses on the way in.
There you go.
But here's what you got to understand. Mansions are probably a little less expensive in the middle of Michigan than they are, say, on Long Island.
Yeah, you're not going
Bergen
to
County, New Jersey.
Glen Cove.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Mutton Town.
It's a different level of money, but I don't care. I've performed in front of rich people before.
Yeah.
I book venues that have rich people in there routinely.
Yeah.
I pull up, and it's a bar. It's a nice bar. I mean, the people, it's not a fancy bar. It's a bar. I'm playing a bar. This whole big buildup, this rich people, conservatives, don't say nigger cock, fucking big black cock. It's a bar.
Lovey, we're going to the bar tonight.
It's a nice bar. Mm-hmm. I am greeted by the two of the owners, who are very lovely people. Mm-hmm. Very nice. But it wasn't what I had in my head.
Not the way the clown described it.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So I'm kind of keeping quiet to myself. Tom's sitting in the corner. I'm standing. Jason and the clown are talking. Mm-hmm. And the clown is explaining to Jason the new sound system they put in.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, you see those above your head, there'll be two big speakers. I go, you mean those two big black speakers? Clown laughed.
All right.
He goes, I'm in a better mood tonight. I'm like, yeah, I could tell.
Yeah. And then did you go, what the fuck was going on with you last night?
No, I still had a show to do.
All right.
But, you know. So everybody's in a better mood.
Right.
Jason's on stage. Mm-hmm. Jason is doing a great job. And that's what I do. I bring guys like Joe and Jason. I probably bring better opening acts than most people do because I want a good show in front of me, but it becomes a pain in the ass for me because sometimes Joe will hit it right or Jason is hitting it right. And it's just like, son of a bitch, how the fuck am I going to follow this? This is going way too well.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm bringing good guys because I want a good show, but I'm making it a little bit of a pain in the nuts for me. I could bring an average guy and nobody would bitch.
Yeah, you don't want to softball it, though. You
know? A lot of comics do.
Yeah.
And with the shenanigans I put up with, maybe I should.
Yeah.
Jason
has by the way, Trucker Tom says it was a half step over a dive bar.
Well, those are Tom's words, not mine. Whatever. I'm not one to judge a bar. I haven't passed out enough of them. But it was fine. It was fun. They were nice people. I'm not going to say anything bad about them. It was fine. So, but Tom
are they millionaires?
I don't know. I didn't ask for their ATM card.
Right.
So I'm like, oh fuck, how am I going to follow this? Then the clown gives me a tremendous buildup, and I'm just like, son of a bitch. Usually I like a nice buildup. Yeah. I'm like, son of a bitch. I don't know if I got anything for these fuckers. I did my act.
Yeah.
I didn't say a lot of. I didn't. Clown says I said one fuck. I don't think I said any. I think I started as fa and I changed it to frickin'. Yeah. But so I might have had one fuck in my riffing.
Yeah.
I didn't do the Lent joke. I didn't do the. I didn't do the other joke, the one about the black people getting shot, because clown told me not to.
Yeah.
Which is fine. You tell me what not to do, I'm fine with it.
Right. Yeah.
So the show goes really well. I'm leaving this. I riffed a lot on that show too, but a lot of the material was the same material. And I'm walking off the stage. Well, there was no stage. I'm walking away.
Walking away from the pool table.
and one of the owner's moms gives me a big hug and a kiss.
Okay.
Loved the show, and you know everybody's happy. Crushed it. Not my word. Clown said I slayed. Whatever. Mm-hmm. It went very well. In my mind, it was. I did well the night before, too.
Yeah.
This went well, too. He's like, well, why didn't you do this last night? I mean, I go, it's the same show. I did the same show. It's not much different.
Right.
But, so anyway, everybody's happy. So then I'm driving home tomorrow. So that show went very well. Everybody's happy, back on board. They were very scared of me for some reason. I don't know. because they have. So then I get a call from the clown on my drive home,
mm-hmm.
and the verdict from the Eagles is in. Calls in a good mood. Calls in a good mood. Hey, how are you? Good. Just driving. Yeah. You know, not too far from home now. And he's like, yeah, you know that sweet old man you were talking to who was so nice to you? He said you were vulgar and you can't play other Eagles. I said I was not vulgar.
You're a filth. <Come on, Anna. laughs>
I said I wasn't vulgar. It mm-hmm. didn't happen. I go, maybe I said fuck too much. I go, I'll give you that. But I don't even know. He said, well, they have it on tape. I said, I want to see that tape.
Yeah.
He said, I'll get that for you. I think Tom would vouch for this, that I really wasn't vulgar. I said, listen, I'm sorry if I cause you and your wife any problems, because I don't want to do that. For that, I'm very sincerely sorry. I did not want to do that. But here's the thing. A guy shouting out KKK is way more vulgar than anything I did. And if they're going to shout that out and that's perfectly acceptable, to be honest with you, I don't want to perform for them anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just the way, you know. So I feel that way about it. I also have zero respect for people that lie to your face.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about the clown here. I'm talking about the one-legged eagle.
Yeah.
You know, and it happens a lot. I've been tipped $100 and had them, and they've complained to the booker the next day. But don't tell me you had a good time, shake my hand, everything's fine, and then bitch.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. He's like, well, the clown's like, well, you know, that's what you get from the Christian Coalition. I'm like, what? What are you talking about? Christian Coalition? He's like, oh, yeah, they're really religious. I go, well, this makes sense now. You know what sent them off probably? The Lent joke about the priests.
Oh.
I go, out of all the things you were telling me before the show, that was probably the one thing you should have told me. I go, that makes sense why he thought the whole thing was vulgar, and he hits me.
And one bit like that, and it's sometimes when I do the benefits and stuff like that, if I don't know the group, I'll say one thing, and it'll sink you the whole set. It'll sink you the whole set.
Well, but I had a good set. Tom, did I have a good show? He wouldn't lie. Tom's got no reason to lie.
Well, Tom says in his words, even I told the clown it was the same show.
Oh, thank you, Tom.
Yeah.
Well, it was the same show.
But in front of a different group, and he should have told you. And you know what, Dev? You ever do like a church show or something like that? And
we've done them together.
Right, but hear me out. You always notice that, you know, like whoever the booker says, work clean, you got to work clean. And you'll have the three people who come back wherever they have you sitting before the show. You guys can work dirty. Well, thank you, but no. Because you could be in front of 135 people, 200 people, and have a great set. Everybody laughed their asses off. You have one person that thought it was rude and you cursed too much. You're done.
Yes.
You're done.
Exactly. But the thing is, I did, out of all the bullshit I was being told, out of all the drama and the story about this alternative lifestyle comic, this is the one thing I need to know. Hey, this guy's very religious.
It's a Christian group.
Well, it's not this president is a, but again, as Tom points out, from that table, KKK was allowed to be shouted out. So I'm not, I said to the clown, I go, this is what happened. It was that joke. It wasn't any of the other shit you're talking about.
Yeah.
It was that joke. He was offended by that joke because we can't admit that our holy men aren't so friggin' holy. And now I'm vulgar. I'm like, why didn't you tell me that? So I don't know if I'll be working.
Well, Tom said, and I didn't hear about this until yesterday either.
Well, no, I
had a damn good set. Yeah. It was the crowd that sucked. They kind of dismissed Davin altogether, even though he had a damn great set.
Thank you.
I don't know. The clown. I don't know, man.
Let's put it this way: clown is lecturing me, and both Tom and Jason are looking at me like, "What the fuck?" Like they saw. Clown and his wife, and apparently somebody who bitched a clown, saw a completely different show than what the rest of us saw. And you know me, I'm honest. I'll say, well, I ate my dick on that one. It didn't happen. I mean, were there people that didn't get the jokes? Yes. But for the mass majority of the people, I got a lot of laughs. I riffed like crazy. I think there was a few applause breaks even. It went well. I sold merch. It went well.
But if he doesn't tell you, if he doesn't tell you the guy is like this Christian guy.
Right. That's the information I needed.
Every guy that books a show... Every guy books a show will come up. Look, you guys could talk about stuff, but just lay low on the fox. And you always have the guy at table. He's an ass or a religious or this that. You know, so he's going to be wide. You just have fun, but watch
out of all the information I was given.
He left out a key piece.
That was the one thing that would have, I believe, would have changed the perception of everything. Because I don't even do that joke all
the
time.
And the fact that the front two tables were nuns.
Yeah, there was nobody in the front row.
Really, it's like that's the thing that he doesn't tell you. That's great. Well, he wants you to impress this guy, and he doesn't give you the information you need to do that. That's great.
Well, look at it this way. If for any reason he doesn't call you again, are we going to drive 7 hours for that bullshit?
No, but I mean, he's a friend. You know, I realize I just treat people differently, yeah. and I treat comics differently.
Yeah.
You know, I take the heat, and it is what it is. But yeah, so that was the trip. That was the, and I'll tell you about my hotel horror when we come back, because that was part of the trip too. Tommy didn't see the hotel horror, but I did stay at his place on the way out of town because he and his roommate Tim were very kind to allow me to do so. So that was nice. But I will tell the hotel horror when I come back. So that was my trip to Michigan, Joe and Pip.
Wow.
Wow, that sounds lovely.
Yeah, and I, you know, it could have been different. But hey, I had a great set on Sunday. I actually had all good shows.
Yeah,
but nobody remembers that anyway. On the break, we got some new music from Daniel Briger and Kenny Lackinen, Out of Space. And you can learn more about them. You go to khb-music.com. KHB-, oh, not, excuse me, I did it wrong. khb-music.de.